The Federal Aviation Administration trains bomb-sniffing dogs and dog handlers at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. The training program is intensifying. David Cotney manages the Canines and Explosives Program for the Federal Aviation Administration. He says 40 airports now use the FAA-trained dogs to sniff for explosives. By this time next year, 64 airports could be signed up.
It's going to take a lot of work. We're working right now diligently with the airports to bring them online to make sure that they have the infrastructure and the support structure required. We're also working full-time down at our support branch down at Lackland Air Force Base to ensure that we can get handlers and canine teams adequately trained down there so we can deploy them out to the airports.
How long does it take to train a dog and a handler?
It actually takes, we enter the teams into initial training for about 4 weeks. And then we take and pair them up with a handler, and they spend an additional 11 weeks down at Lackland, and the handler actually provides part of the training for the dog itself. And that 11 weeks gives them a good bonding period where they can see the dog's reaction and what little quirks the dog may have when it gets close to an explosive odor.
The dog will bond with the handler and in a working situation would stay in that person's house.
Yes. In the airport environment, we're looking for the dogs have to be used to working around people, so we want to ensure they become part of the family. So if you see young children in the airport, they don't react differently to that. So they're kind of used to the environment where they see a lot of people.
Forgive a simple question here. If you train a dog to sniff for marijuana and or sausage or something like that coming into the country, fruit, can that dog also be working with explosives, or are they entirely different situations?
Our dogs are strictly explosives. We don't cross-train our dogs on narcotics or agricultural products. We want to ensure that they maintain the highest type of standard. So by having them focus strictly on explosives, I think we get a better product out on the street.
Let me quote directly from the Washington Post here. French authorities, this is about Richard Reed. The Post says French authorities have come under scathing criticism for allowing Reed to pass through security checkpoints without a body search and without being checked by dogs specially trained to sniff out non-metallic explosives. From what you know of this particular situation, plastic explosives in the shoe, could your dogs have done this? Found
Yes,
it?
there's a good probability that dogs would be able to detect that type of explosive in the sneakers, correct?
Now, how would that work in given practice? So somebody checking in, getting on a flight, going through security, what would happen?
Our dogs are actually throughout the airport. You could, approach a dog that could be at curbside when somebody drops you off at the airport. They also could see you at the terminal check-in area. We have also had the dogs that are on mobile patrols throughout the airport, so they could be up and going up and down the concourses themselves.
What sort of range would they have for the being able to detect, sniff
Well,
out?
it would depend specifically on what the type of explosive was and the concentration, the amount. So it would vary depending on how much explosive was there, and wind direction, and there's several different factors where they had approached an individual.
Would the handler have to have suspicion of explosives being there to bring the dog to that person or that bag?
Not necessarily suspicion. I mean, we do random checks of the concourse areas and throughout the airports.
Which breeds work best?
I don't think any breed works best. Right now, we use a variety of canines. We have German Shepherds, we have Belgian Malinois, we have Labrador Retrievers, we have some Golden Retrievers, we have some Springer Spaniels. So, as long as a dog fits the characteristics we're looking for and has what we consider drive, where they have the need to actually go out and look for the explosives, to the dog, it's a game. And if the dog likes a game, then we'll use it. And if it has good searching abilities, then we'll put the dog to work.
If a dog works in an airport situation and doesn't find anything for a couple of days, does that dog get, in a way, a little frustrated?
No, and that's where it's imperative that we do training. To become part of the FAA program, there's a mandatory requirement that teams actually undergo intense training at least once a week. And just for that, like I said, it's a game for the dog, so we need to ensure that it's hide and seek. In essence, they're looking for the explosives and they get a reward. We get a paycheck at the end of the week. They get a Kong or a towel or food or whatever the dog's primary reward is.
Mr. Cotney, thank you for talking with us.
Appreciate the opportunity.
David Cotney of the Federal Aviation Administration.